Hello and welcome back to the Deep Dive. I'm Chris Kosmowski, your guide for today's exploration into complex topics. I'm really looking forward to getting into this one with you all. And joining me, bringing that calm, insightful voice of reason, ready to unravel the layers, is our expert for this deep dive.
Great to be here. I'm Taylor Fort, and I'm definitely ready to connect the dots and explore what truly matters in our subject today.
Today we're embarking on a crucial deep dive. The title says it all, really. Why U.S. federal civilian agencies need to adopt LM Envision to innovate, secure, and accelerate speed to mission. Just think about the immense pressure federal civilian agencies face. I mean, every single day. They're not just dealing with the typical challenges of modern IT. Mm-hmm. You know, they're constantly pushed to modernize their infrastructure, adhere to this never-ending stream of new mandates. Things like the Cloud Smart policy and that really stringent zero-trust cybersecurity framework. And all this while simultaneously delivering critical public services to millions of Americans, managing incredibly tight budgets, and while safeguarding vast amounts of sensitive data. This isn't just about plugging in new technology. It's about the very ability of our government to function smoothly, securely, and effectively to serve you, the citizen, with the services and protections you depend on. Our mission today, well, it's ambitious but vital. We're here to deliver a comprehensive, exhaustive, and really granular report on exactly why key departments like the Department of the Interior, the EPA, the Department of Energy, and HHS, among others, really need to adopt LM Envision. We'll break down precisely how this platform helps them meet these big initiatives, mandates, and mission requirements, and innovate, secure, and accelerate their speed to mission. Plus, we'll dive deep into which agencies, components, programs, groups, initiatives, those crucial federal systems integrators, specific use cases, and even key titles and personas the LM Envision sales team should prioritize, and importantly, why. It's a lot to unpack, yeah. But understanding these dynamics is absolutely essential for anyone looking to grasp the future and, honestly, the current reality of federal IT. So to really get a handle on the urgency here, we need to zoom out a bit. When we look at the landscape, the critical starting point is asking, why is unified observability no longer just a nice to have? Why is it now a foundational prerequisite for federal IT modernization? It almost feels like this modernization paradox. Agencies are compelled by mandates to innovate rapidly to secure their infrastructure. Yet time and again, reports from the Office of Inspector General, the OIG, and the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, they reveal this persistent glaring gap. They're struggling with rampant tool sprawl, the sheer complexity of hybrid IT environments, technical debt that just seems to grow, and cybersecurity postures that, well, are often deemed ineffective. And this is happening despite the incredible scale of investment we're talking about. Around $95 billion in annual federal IT spending, and another $17 billion annually just on cloud services. It's a massive challenge, indicating a fundamental disconnect and, well, at the same time, a massive opportunity for real transformative change.
What's truly fascinating here, and I think this is a key insight, is how multiple government-wide mandates aren't just coexisting. They're actually converging in a way that creates this urgent, undeniable demand for a truly holistic view across all IT systems. You know, historically, different teams within an agency often had their own preferred monitoring tools, right? Created these operational silos. But with the aggressive shift to cloud, the non-negotiable push for zero trust, and the ever-increasing need for operational resilience, Well, those silos aren't just inefficiencies anymore. They become critical vulnerabilities, real mission impediments.
Right. So it's not just about IT running smoother.
Exactly. This isn't just about making IT run smoother or more cost-effectively, though LM Envision absolutely does that. It's about enabling the very strategic ambitions of the government, from consistent, uninterrupted public service delivery to safeguarding national security, even driving groundbreaking scientific research. LM Envision steps in as this overarching integrated solution. It's a SaaS-based, AI-powered, unified observability platform. The real insight here is how it consolidates those disparate tools, uses advanced AIOps for predictive insights, and ultimately provides that comprehensive visibility across the entire IT landscape. This allows agencies to, you know, effectively respond to these converging pressures by fundamentally understanding their entire digital estate from a single source of truth, moving beyond reactive firefighting.
That's a powerful transformation you're describing, moving from reactive to proactive. Now let's dig into how LM Envision directly addresses specific federal mandates. We've talked about the overarching pressures, the complexity. But where the rubber truly meets the road, where these theoretical challenges become very real for agency leaders, is in meeting those, well, non-negotiable federal mandates. Let's start with arguably the biggest technological shift happening right now, IT modernization and the widespread push towards cloud adoption. You know, agencies are embracing cloud services like AWS GovCloud and Azure Government with incredible speed. But the reality is, they can't just flip a switch, right? They can't abandon decades of legacy systems overnight. This isn't just a challenge. It's a true hybrid nightmare, as some folks call it. Trying to manage everything from on-prem mainframes, private data centers, alongside brand new cloud-native apps, it's tough, yeah.
Precisely. That hybrid nightmare is where agencies often lose critical visibility, and it's a deep, deep problem. This is where LM Envision truly makes a difference. It offers a unified view across everything, and I mean everything on-premises infrastructure, those critical mainframes, private data centers, and multi-cloud environments. The goal is truly no environment left unmonitored, regardless of where the workload actually lives. This directly supports the Cloud Smart policy, which, as you pointed out, isn't just cloud first, it's cloud smart. It recognizes the inherent necessity, the practical reality of hybrid architectures for the foreseeable future in federal IT. And as a flexible SaaS platform, LM Envision works with any deployment model an agency might have. It offers granular insights into even the most dynamic environments without requiring some massive, complex on-premise installation.
And that consolidation piece you mentioned,
Yes. And here's where we get to a significant aha moment. It crucially helps agencies consolidate redundant legacy monitoring tools. Just imagine an agency trying to monitor its network with one tool, servers with another, databases with a third, maybe a custom script for something else, and then a completely different set for its cloud environments. It's madness. Oh. Total chaos. This patchwork creates immense operational overhead, huge training burdens, and significant ongoing operations and maintenance O&M costs. By centralizing monitoring with LM Envision, agencies can retire these duplicative tools. That simplifies operations and significantly reduces those O&M expenses. This directly supports the goals of FIRA, the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, which pushes agencies for greater IT efficiency and cost control. The strategic insight here isn't just about saving a few dollars on licenses, though that's part of it. It's about liberating federal IT teams from the death by a thousand tools phenomenon.
Yeah, I like that framing.
Imagine shifting from that reactive firefighting mentality, where engineers are constantly trying to correlate alerts from 10 different systems, to a proactive, predictive posture. That fundamentally reshapes the role of IT in government. It allows teams to reinvest those hard-won savings into mission-critical innovations rather than just, you know, keeping the lights on. It's a profound shift.
That truly sounds like a game changer for many agencies. Okay, let's pivot now. Let's talk about something that keeps every federal CIO and CSO up at night: the cybersecurity mandate. We're talking Executive Order 140028 and the aggressive, non-negotiable push for zero trust. This isn't just a technical challenge. It feels like a fundamental philosophical shift in how agencies approach security. From your perspective, what's the single biggest operational hurdle agencies face when transitioning to zero trust? And how does LM Envision specifically help them navigate that without just adding another layer of monitoring complexity?
That's a crucial question, because while the never trust, always verify mantra of zero trust is, well, pretty well established conceptually, its operationalization across a sprawling, often decades-old federal environment is incredibly complex. The biggest hurdle, in my view, is achieving true enforcement visibility and granular control across all assets, everything from legacy mainframes to cloud-native applications, and doing it in real time. It's not enough to just set a policy, you know. You need to continuously monitor and enforce it everywhere.
Right. The enforcement piece is key.
Exactly. This is where LM Envision truly steps in. The Zero Trust Architecture, ZTA mandate, outlined in OMB M2209, stemming directly from EO 140020, demands dramatically improved continuous monitoring, logging, and asset management. LM Envision was, in many ways, built to unify this visibility and strengthen compliance for precisely these challenges. It provides real-time insight into access behavior, policy compliance, flagging anomalous activity that could indicate a breach. For example, it helps implement zero trust principles like least privilege and continuous verification by tracking and verifying access requests in real time at the policy decision and enforcement points, or PDEP.
Okay, PDEP. So those are like digital checkpoints.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Think of them as digital checkpoints at every network segment, application boundary, data access layer, ensuring that things like micro-segmentation and least privilege aren't just policies on paper. They have to be actively enforced and continuously monitored. This granular real-time validation is what truly shifts an agency from, say, perimeter-based security to an adaptive dynamic defense. Furthermore, its continuous asset discovery capabilities are essential for finding shadow IT. You know, those unmanaged devices, rogue systems, unauthorized software that often slip through the cracks and create massive vulnerabilities.
Ah, Shadow IT, always a headache.
Always. Nothing can violate policy if it's continuously discovered and brought into compliance, or at least flagged for remediation. These capabilities align perfectly with the Department of Homeland Security's DHS Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation, CDM program goals for real-time asset management and threat detection, and to meet EO 140 NERA 28's call for improved event logging and detection, LM Envision's log intelligence and automated analytics are vital. It can quickly produce audit-ready logs and dashboards mapped directly to NIST 853 controls or zero trust maturity metrics. This significantly streamlines compliance reporting for frameworks like FISMA and NIST. It delivers truly audit-ready compliance with minimal lift, which reduces the burden on already stretched security teams.
That's a crucial point, the minimal lift aspect.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for agencies trying to meet increasingly strict compliance standards? Things like FedRAMP and HIPAA, which are absolutely non-negotiable, especially with the sensitive data they manage?
Well, the pivotal enabler here, the real game changer, is LM Envision's FedRAMP moderate authorization, achieved as of mid-2025. For federal agencies, this is huge. It's a monumental barrier removed. It means the platform has met the rigorous federal security standards required for cloud products and services. It went through extensive third-party assessment, continuous monitoring, the whole nine yards. This allows agencies to confidently deploy LM Envision in highly secure environments, including AWS GovCloud US for federal data, knowing it already adheres to stringent government requirements.
So FedRAMP Moderate basically gives it the government's seal of approval for handling sensitive but not classified data.
Precisely. And this authorization also inherently aligns with broader Federal Information Security Management Act, FISMA requirements, and NIST 853 controls, which dictate how federal systems must be secured. LM Envision offers features like robust role-based access control, RBAC, encryption of data both in transit and at rest, detailed audit trails all critical for maintaining compliance. For agencies within the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, handling that highly sensitive protected health information, PHI, LM Envision specifically helps them meet IPAA security logging standards. And it helps maintain immutable evidence for audits, simplifying a notoriously complex compliance landscape. What's more, the platform's built-in compliance dashboards provide what amounts to a one-click view of compliance status. This drastically reduces audit prep time and ensures more successful audits with less prep. This move to proactive, continuous compliance is a huge step forward for federal IT, saves countless hours, mitigates significant risk.
Okay, so beyond just meeting compliance, which is, of course, absolutely critical, agencies need to keep critical services running 24/7. Citizens rely on these services daily, often in high-stakes situations. This isn't just about keeping servers humming, it's about the tangible impact on citizens. Imagine a critical public service, say, an emergency benefits portal during a natural disaster, or a system providing real-time air quality data for your community. Any downtime, even minutes, can have profound consequences. Let's talk operational resilience.
You've hit on something crucial there. Many civilian agencies provide truly critical public-facing services. Think benefits portals, scientific data sites, permit systems, emergency response dashboards, the list goes on. Any downtime or performance degradation directly hinders their mission and impacts millions of citizens. This is where LM Envision's unified observability, combined with its AI-driven early warnings, leads to significantly fewer disruptions to these critical public services. The platform automatically correlates metrics and logs across the full IT stack. This allows it to detect incipient issues before they manifest as outages or impact citizens.
So it sees the problem starting before anyone notices.
Exactly. We're talking about catching a database slowdown, a memory leak in an application, even network congestion proactively. That's an aha moment for IT teams. This capability directly supports agencies' mission assurance goals. Imagine the Department of the Interior needing to keep national park reservation systems running smoothly during peak tourist surges, or ensuring critical wildfire monitoring networks are operational during fire seasons. LM Envision provides that real-time visibility and proactive alerts to avoid outages. Its AIOps features can even trigger automated scripts or integrations like creating a ServiceNow ticket, maybe automatically scaling out a cloud server cluster to prevent incidents and dramatically shorten recovery time. Agencies report significantly reduced mean time to repair, MTTR, that's the average time it takes to fix a broken system, and far fewer all-hands war room calls. That's thanks to LM Envision's noise filtering root cause analysis that pinpoints the true issue much faster. This minimization of unplanned downtime, the acceleration of incident response, it ultimately contributes to faster mission outcomes and better public services, directly impacting you, the citizen, relying on those services.
And of course, the elephant in the room for any government agency, efficiency and cost savings. Everyone's looking for that. How does LM Envision deliver on that crucial speed to mission promise while also being fiscally responsible and aligning with federal budget priorities?
That's a powerful two-pronged challenge, absolutely. And a unified observability platform like LM Envision creates a very strong business case. It fundamentally makes IT operations more efficient and frees up precious resources for innovation. The federal market alone, well, it represents a strategic growth factor worth hundreds of millions in potential revenue because these needs are so universal and pressing. See, agencies often maintain this patchwork of monitoring tools, separate network monitors, server health tools, cloud-specific dashboards, custom scripts, even monitor the monitor tools just to keep track of their monitoring tools.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of that. It gets ridiculous.
It does. It's both costly and labor-intensive. LM Envision allows agencies to retire these duplicative tools and centralize monitoring onto a single platform. That leads to lower operational costs and tool sprawl. Fewer licenses to manage, fewer interfaces to learn, less training overhead. It directly translates to significant savings and operational simplicity. What's more, its AI-driven automation significantly reduces manual effort. Tasks like triaging alerts, compiling routine reports, performing health checks are largely handled by the platform's intelligent algorithms. This is absolutely crucial for federal IT teams, which, let's face it, are often understaffed or stretched thin. LM Envision helps agencies scale observability without scaling the team.
That's a key phrase right there. Scale observability without scaling the team.
Exactly. By filtering out alert noise and automating routine tasks, engineers spend less time troubleshooting and more time innovating. This directly accelerates speed to mission by allowing DevOps teams to deploy new applications faster with greater confidence thanks to immediate performance feedback and seamless integration with CI/CD pipelines. For leadership, LM Envision offers out-of-the-box dashboards that tie IT metrics directly to mission outcomes and key performance indicators, KPIs. This helps justify investments and keeps programs on track. This alignment with efficiency, automation, and AI makes LM Envision an ideal candidate for funding through the Technology Modernization Fund, TMF. TMF has already invested over $750 million across 48 projects targeting security risks, operational efficiency, and AI leverage. It's a strategic fit.
Okay, so beyond the mandates, the benefits. The rubber meets the road with architectural fit, as they say. Federal IT environments are notoriously complex, a sprawling mix of old and new, on-prem and cloud. It's definitely not a greenfield opportunity. How does LM Envision seamlessly integrate into this kind of environment without causing more headaches or requiring agencies to, you know, rip and replace their existing infrastructure?
That's where LM Envision truly shines, I think. It was designed from the ground up to accommodate the highly heterogeneous mix found in federal civilian infrastructures, rather than forcing agencies into some specific rigid paradigm. First, in terms of hybrid architecture compatibility, LM Envision is a cloud-based SaaS platform. It deploys securely in the U.S. GovCloud for federal customers. This isn't some on-prem behemoth. It means agencies connect their environment via lightweight collectors. This enables exceptionally fast deployment, often in just hours or days, avoiding complex, time-consuming on-prem installations. Its flexible SaaS architecture is designed to work with any deployment model, whether you have legacy on-premise servers, a private cloud, multiple public cloud services. LM Envision can monitor it all in one unified system. This is absolutely crucial for agencies that need to straddle decades-old data centers and cutting-edge cloud services during multi-year modernization efforts.
And they don't have to ditch their old stuff first.
Exactly. Importantly, agencies do not need to rip and replace existing systems. LM Envision overlays unobtrusively, pulling metrics and logs from wherever they reside. It boasts over 3,000 pre-built integrations for an incredibly diverse range of technologies. Everything from mainframes and network gear to databases, operating systems, cloud APIs, even specialized devices. This means instant insight with minimal integration effort. As one user noted, monitoring for on-premise and cloud infrastructure can be deployed in minutes. That rapid time to value is ideal for federal projects seeking quick, demonstrable wins.
One of the biggest pain points for agencies, the thing that leads to those war room calls, is siloed data and fragmented views. Different teams, different tools, different versions of the truth. Sounds like a recipe for constant finger pointing during an incident.
It absolutely is, and that's a fundamental architectural problem LM Envision solves. It addresses this by collecting all infrastructure, telemetry performance metrics, system logs, network flows into a single pane of glass. This unified data model breaks down those persistent silos. IT operations, DevOps, security operations, they're all looking at the same real-time AI correlated data. For example, if an application slows down, an agency can see the underlying server CPU spikes and any concurrent security events all presented in one cohesive timeline.
So no more guessing which team's tool has the right answer.
Exactly. This holistic insight is critical for troubleshooting complex issues that span legacy and cloud systems within federal environments. It moves teams from guessing games to precise root cause analysis. It directly supports initiatives like enterprise data management by enabling better data-driven decisions about IT health and performance. Furthermore, LM Envision retains historical data and offers powerful analytics for forecasting and trend analysis. This aids cost and resource optimization by identifying unused virtual machines or over-provisioned storage, directly contributing to IT cost-saving targets and a more efficient use of taxpayer dollars. When it comes to security and governance built in, given the sensitive nature of federal data, architectural security is paramount. LM Envision was designed with government standards firmly in mind. It stores all federal customer data in encrypted form within FedRAMP-approved GovCloud data centers. Granular role-based access control, RBAC, is key here. It allows agencies to enforce the principle of least privilege. For example, a specific bureau's IT team can be configured to only see its own system's telemetry, not the entire department's. Ensures data segmentation, appropriate access.
Which is crucial in big federated agencies.
Absolutely. All user actions and system changes within LM Envision are meticulously logged for auditing purposes, helping agencies maintain strict IT governance. The platform also supports single sign-on, SSO, and SAML integration with federal identity systems for secure authentication, integrating smoothly into existing security protocols. These features collectively mean LM Envision can integrate into an agency's enterprise architecture without introducing security gaps and actually strengthens overall security monitoring capabilities, as we discussed earlier, provides a robust government-compliant foundation.
Okay, but no tool lives in a vacuum, right? Federal agencies have deeply entrenched ecosystems of tools and workflows. How well does LM Envision play with an agency's existing environment? Does it force a massive overhaul?
It plays exceptionally well. That's the beauty of it. It's truly an augmentation, not a disruption. LM Envision offers robust REST APIs and webhook capabilities. This allows it to send alerts and data seamlessly to existing ticketing systems like ServiceNow or Jira, to collaboration tools like Slack or Microsoft Teams, or to various automation and orchestration frameworks. This means agencies don't have to overhaul their incident response or communication workflows. LM Envision simply enhances them. It also has the flexibility to ingest data from other sources, complementing existing investments. So for instance, if an agency already uses Splunk for broader log analytics, LM Envision's metrics and specialized logs can be aligned with Splunk's data or vice versa to create enriched, more comprehensive analyses without needing to replace either system.
So it enhances rather than replaces necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. This open integration approach ensures that adopting LM Envision augments an agency's IT operations ecosystem rather than forcing a painful rip and replace. Many agencies are striving for single pane of glass dashboards for centralized visibility, and LM Envision can either feed into those or become the primary pane thanks to its flexible data sharing capabilities. Additionally, the platform's Edwin AI, which is Logic Monitor's AI ops engine, can automate responses like restarting services or scaling cloud instances when certain conditions are met. This aligns perfectly with agencies' moves toward infrastructure as code and automated operations, further accelerating response times and consistency. And the fact that Edwin AI is also explainable and incorporates human-in-loop controls directly addresses the OMB M2410's focus on AI transparency. That alleviates concerns about adopting AI ops in security-sensitive environments. It means that while the AI provides powerful insights and automation, federal engineers retain oversight and understanding of its decisions, fostering trust and operational confidence.
So what I hear you saying is that LM Envision's architecture is fast to deploy, scalable, incredibly secure, and integrates without fuss, which is huge for federal agencies who are, let's be honest, notoriously risk-averse when it comes to new technology. What about the agencies that are even more cautious? Mm-hmm. Are there specific objections or, you know, deeply ingrained habits that even the low-friction solution has to overcome?
Mm-hmm.
How does LM Envision's design explicitly address those deeper psychological barriers to adoption?
That's an insightful question, because adoption isn't just about technical fit, right? It's also about trust and, well, habit. The ingrained habit often revolves around the perceived risk of all eggs in one basket, and a reluctance to trust a single vendor for critical enterprise-wide observability. Agencies often prefer maintaining a diversified toolset, even if it's inefficient, maybe as a hedge against single points of failure or vendor lock-in. feel safer sometimes.
Yeah, the don't change what ain't broke too badly.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Kind of, yeah. LM Envision addresses this by being inherently low friction and non-disruptive. Its design as an overlay rather than a rip and replace allows agencies to integrate it incrementally. They can prove its value on a smaller component first, or maybe in a specific cloud environment, gradually expanding its footprint as trust builds without requiring a massive upfront commitment. This architectural flexibility, coupled with its open integration capabilities, meaning it still plays nicely with other specialized tools, an agency chooses to keep alleviates that all eggs in one basket concern. It demonstrates that LM Envision is an augmentative platform that enhances, rather than dictates, an agency's existing IT strategy. That's a critical consideration when risk minimization is key for any new enterprise tool adoption, especially in the federal space.
That distinction, augmentation over disruption, feels incredibly important for this market. Okay, now let's get into the granular detail you've been waiting for. We've talked about the overarching needs, the architectural fit. Now, which specific federal civilian agencies are prime targets for LM Envision and why? We're going to break down their unique challenges and how LM Envision directly solves them, offering kind of a blueprint for strategic engagement. Let's start with the Department of the Interior, or DOI. They manage everything from national parks and wildlife refuges to tribal services, natural resource management, often in incredibly vast and remote locations. That sounds like an IT nightmare just on its own, supporting field operations from oceans to wildlands.
It absolutely is, and that sheer geographic and operational complexity is a core challenge for DOI. Their IT environment is highly decentralized, supporting an astounding 2,400 operational locations across the country. They have a massive public-facing web presence. For example, they're actively modernizing and moving 160,000 web pages to cloud platforms right now. With limited IT staff and many field offices, unified monitoring and remote visibility aren't just helpful, they are absolutely essential for mission continuity. DOI has a substantial annual IT budget of $1.6 billion, so there's significant investment capacity, particularly in modernization. However, a recent February 2024 OIG report found critical weaknesses in cyber risk management and governance for data stored in the cloud.
It warned of mission disruptions, compromised data, and misuse of public funds.
Ouch, that's pretty direct from the OIG. Very direct. It also highlighted a pressing need for improved enterprise-wide cyber threat hunting capabilities. Their 10-year, $2 billion Federal Cloud Hosting Services, FCHS2, Contract for Cloud Services, IS, PIS, SAS, offers flexibility, but as the OIG notes, it exacerbates security challenges by introducing more distributed environments. It just screams out for a unified monitoring layer. So, why is DOI a high-priority target? LM Envision provides solutions for several critical use cases that directly address these challenges. Firstly, monitoring remote networks and edge devices. This ensures rangers and scientists have reliable access and data connectivity in national parks, remote field sites. It can alert on satellite or broadband link outages, localized server failures, even environmental sensor downtime think sensors from NOAA or the EPA.
So keeping the field connected.
Exactly. Secondly, ensuring always-on digital services for public-facing applications like National Park Service, NPS, mobile apps, park webcams, climate data portals, proactively catching issues before they escalate and impact visitor experiences or critical data collection. Thirdly, it offers unified hybrid cloud security monitoring. Overlaying their decentralized cloud architecture with centralized visibility and control, directly addressing those OIG findings related to cloud governance and risk. This centralized view enables proactive threat hunting by providing a single source of truth for correlated data, moving security teams to a more anticipatory model. And finally, it ensures the resilience of mission-critical systems, preventing outages in land management, water resources, and other vital public service systems. The key decision maker here is Darren Ash. He's been CIO since September 2022, focuses heavily on cloud adoption and portfolio management. Winning DOI would have a broad impact, touching many citizen services and demonstrating LM Envision's value for complex, geographically dispersed modernization efforts. Could even be funded through TMF projects.
Okay, next up, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. Their mission relies so heavily on data air quality sensors, water monitoring, climate modeling. What are their specific IT challenges given that data-intensive, public-facing mission, especially when environmental incidents demand immediate, reliable information?
Right. The EPA faces significant mandates to modernize its IT and improve cybersecurity, often with, let's say, constrained resources compared to some larger departments. They operate with a $300 million annual IT budget and are aggressively migrating to the cloud, managing over 160 applications across hybrid AWS, Azure, and cloud.gov environments. This aggressive cloud adoption, while necessary, introduces complexity. And a July 2025 GAO report flagged this. It identified 11 open recommendations for the EPA CIO, highlighting two high-risk areas: ensuring the cybersecurity of the nation and improving IT acquisitions and management.
So GAO is pointing directly at cyber and management issues.
Precisely. Specifically, the GAO noted the urgent need for an organization-wide cybersecurity risk assessment and annual IT portfolio reviews to ensure investments are effective and secure. This clearly positions EPA as a high-priority target. LM Envision offers several high-impact use cases for the EPA. For example, application performance monitoring, ATM, for modernized systems like the Integrated Compliance Information System, ICIS, and the Central Data Exchange, CDX, which are migrating to Microsoft Azure. This ensures these critical data submission and reporting systems are highly available and performant, guaranteeing data accessibility during disasters or public health emergencies when that information flow is paramount. Secondly, it provides foundational data for cybersecurity risk assessment through automated discovery and topology mapping for their entire IT estate. Gives them that real-time dynamic view that directly addresses the GAO findings about comprehensive risk assessment.
Helping them answer the GAO's concerns directly.
Exactly. Thirdly, it supports IT portfolio management and optimization by providing detailed usage, performance, and cost data across their hybrid environment. This enables effective portfolio reviews, aligns with GAO recommendations and PMA stewardship goals. It can even identify underutilized servers for energy efficiency, a critical concern for an environmental agency. And its AIOps features are crucial for their often lean IT teams, automatically correlating issues for faster root cause identification and remediation. Helps them do more with less. The current CIO, Vaughn Noga, in place since 2018, leads their digital transformation with a strong emphasis on cybersecurity and operational efficiency. The use case of ensuring reliable, secure environmental data delivery, which directly impacts public health and safety, resonates very strongly with LM Envision's strengths and EPA's core mission.
Now let's turn to the Department of Energy, or DOE. This is a huge agency. National labs, massive high-performance computing clusters, critical energy infrastructure. They're investing heavily in advanced IT, including that historic $1.9 billion FY 2025 technology investment. Sounds incredibly demanding. Diverse environment.
Indeed. DOE's strategic IT plan for 2024-2029 explicitly emphasizes technology advancement, cyber threats, and data and AI. They aim to democratize data and leverage cutting-edge capabilities. Their IT landscape is incredibly diverse, everything from high-performance computing, HPC, clusters powering scientific discovery, to widespread networks connecting research facilities, emerging tech like IoT sensors on the electric grid, managing critical energy infrastructure. However, a DOE OIG Management Challenges report criticizes them for not keeping pace with federal data analytics requirements. It noted that core capabilities still rely on spreadsheets and manual reconciliation, a significant bottleneck for such a data-intensive mission.
Spreadsheets for DOE-level data, wow.
Yeah, it's surprising, but highlights the challenge. The report also points to a decentralized governance structure for cybersecurity, leading to inconsistent standards and resource issues across their many labs and sites. DOE also manages mission-critical systems like SCADA networks, energy security monitoring, often requiring specialized monitoring approaches like real-time phaser measurement data at 3,120 samples per second. These unique, complex factors make DOE a high-priority target. LM Envision can provide a resilient foundation for data and AI by monitoring complex HPC environments, diverse cloud deployments, extensive network infrastructure, ensuring reliability and performance of critical data pipelines for their ambitious ALML initiatives. It directly addresses the OIG's findings by offering a path to centralizing cybersecurity visibility, providing the Office of the CIO, OSCIO, and the CISO an enterprise-wide view, even with federated lab operations, crucially, without dismantling the autonomy that many labs value.
So visibility without taking away control.
Exactly. This includes real-time anomaly detection and policy monitoring for critical infrastructure components, safeguarding the nation's energy grid and scientific assets. The platform also assists with optimizing resource utilization for these massive computing environments, provides detailed performance and utilization metrics for right-sizing cloud instances, decommissioning underutilized hardware, consolidating redundant software, a significant cost-saving measure for an agency with such extensive computing needs. Furthermore, LM Envision supports crucial tool consolidation, helping to unify the many disjointed monitoring tools currently used across labs, reducing operational complexity and cost. High-priority components within DOE include the OCIO, the Office of Science, the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, and individual national labs like Los Alamos, Sandia. Paul Selby is their CSO, a key influencer for cyber solutions. Successfully engaging DOE would address one of the most diverse and demanding IT portfolios in government, proving LM Envision's value for even the most complex, specialized use cases. Sets a powerful precedent.
And finally, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS. This is a massive agency. Critical programs like Medicare, Medicaid, the CDC, NIH, FDA, and they handle incredibly sensitive protected health information, PHI, which adds a profound layer of complicity and regulatory scrutiny.
You've highlighted the stakes perfectly. HHS truly has the largest federal IT portfolio, a staggering $6.3 billion annual investment. Yet despite this investment, they face perhaps the most severe IT challenges. The HHS OIG rated their information security program as not effective for fiscal year 2023.
Not effective, that's blunt.
Extremely blunt. Due to large disparities in security maturity across its highly federated environment of many operating divisions, this not effective FISMA rating creates an urgent government-wide demand for enhanced monitoring and compliance capabilities. Given they handle sensitive PHI, strict compliance with FISMA High and HIPAA is absolutely non-negotiable. This combination makes HHS a prime and critical target. LM Envision is uniquely well-positioned to address HHS's needs. Firstly, it helps in establishing a baseline for FISMA compliance, provides a real-time inventory of assets across its many operating divisions, OPDIVs like CDC, NIH, and CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It monitors vulnerabilities and configurations against security benchmarks, directly addressing the OIG deficiencies that noted foundational security controls were often not implemented before cloud deployments.
They'll help in fix the problems the OIG pointed out.
Directly. Secondly, it aids in securing cloud and hybrid deployments by offering deep visibility into public and private cloud environments, ensuring adherence to HHS security policies and FedRAMP requirements, preventing failures like those called out by the OIG. Thirdly, it enables secure data interoperability by monitoring the performance and security of APIs and infrastructure that connect health data across OPDIVs and external partners, a critical function for public health initiatives. It provides enterprise observability for healthcare IT, keeping vital systems like healthcare.gov, vaccines.gov, and CDC disease reporting interfaces available and responsive. LM Envision is proven to reduce clinical downtime in complex healthcare contexts, which in HHS can have life or death consequences. Its HIPAA-aligned logging and immutable audit trails greatly simplify compliance for PHI systems, providing that crucial audit-ready compliance with minimal lift. And it supports legacy modernization by monitoring existing mainframes, like CMS Medicare processing systems, alongside new cloud services during transitions, ensuring stability throughout phased rollouts. Key sub-agencies to target include CMS, largest IT environment, big mainframe cloud APM needs, CDC, where IT outages have huge consequences during outbreaks, NIH, vast research computing needs, and FDA, regulatory review emergency response systems. Carl Mathias, appointed CIO in 2022, leads their comprehensive modernization efforts. Success at HHS promises significant deal size and dramatically furthers LM Envision's mission impact, supporting health and welfare programs for millions of Americans.
Okay, so beyond these four giants, each with their own unique and pressing challenges, are there other agencies where LM Envision could make a significant difference? Perhaps less obvious, but equally impactful opportunities.
Absolutely. Several other agencies have pressing needs that align perfectly with LM Envision's capabilities and represent significant strategic opportunities. First, consider the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, the nation's largest integrated healthcare system. Their ongoing monumental electronic health record, EHR modernization, while critical, has faced immense technical and operational hurdles.
Yeah, that's been in the news quite a bit.
It has. Imagine a veteran needing urgent care at a remote clinic, only to find their medical history inaccessible due to a glitch spanning the new EHR and their legacy Vista systems. That's not just an IT inconvenience, it's a direct threat to timely care. LM Envision's proven success in complex healthcare IT monitoring offers a unified operational picture across these disparate systems. It can proactively identify performance bottlenecks, detect security vulnerabilities in patient data flows, ensure seamless interoperability between legacy Vista mainframes and the modern cloud-based EHR. This drastically reduces the risk of clinical downtime, provides robust, HIPAA-aligned logging, and ultimately assures the VA can deliver on its promise to veterans with reliable access to vital health information. Its sheer scale and budget make it a top target, often a government reference for healthcare innovation. Next, the Social Security Administration, SSA. This agency operates incredibly high-volume, decades-old legacy mainframe systems with stringent uptime requirements, processing benefits for millions daily. An outage here could be devastating. Alum and Vision can be pitched as a way to bolster the reliability and performance of these legacy systems through advanced mainframe monitoring and anomaly detection. This is crucial for easing the eventual transition to newer tech by providing one tool that can span both old and new infrastructure. For SSA's lean IT teams, Elem Envision's AI-driven automation can help them manage massive workloads with limited staff, moving them from reactive problem solving to proactive system health management.
So helping keep the old systems running reliably while they modernize?
Precisely. Then there are the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, civilian components. Think FEMA, USCIS, CBP. Their civilian missions, like FEMA's disaster assistance during hurricanes or wildfires, rely heavily on IT uptime, especially under surge usage during emergencies. LM envisions capacity to ensure uptime during peak windows, proactively identifying and correlating performance issues across complex hybrid cloud environments would be invaluable. Targeting DHS's civilian site also ties directly into the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation CDM program, which DHS oversees. It positions LM Envision as a critical option for enhanced continuous monitoring capabilities, strengthening the nation's cyber posture. Finally, the General Services Administration, GSA. GSA often leads by example in adopting innovative tech. They spearheaded FedRAMP, for instance. They manage critical government-wide shared services. GSA's internal IT, including government-wide services like login.gov and data.gov, would greatly benefit from unified observability to guarantee performance and security for their user base across the federal government. Winning GSA could establish a lighthouse account that profoundly influences other agencies. GSA could then recommend LM Envision as a best practice tool, leveraging their role in advising on IT modernization through their Technology Transformation Services, TTS. Each of these agencies, while distinct, shares critical challenges that LM Envision is uniquely equipped to solve, represents significant untapped potential.
So LM Envision clearly offers massive value tailored to the specific, often unique needs of these federal agencies. But how should the sales team articulate this? What specific use cases resonate most powerfully with these agencies when they're facing so many competing priorities and budget constraints? Where can LM Envision make the most immediate, tangible difference?
That's a critical question, because it's about translating powerful technology into direct mission impact, right? It's crucial to tailor the value proposition to these high-impact scenarios. Here are the top use cases to emphasize, framed around what truly matters to federal decision-makers. First, hybrid cloud observability. This directly addresses the complex reality agencies face as they migrate to the cloud. Emphasize how LM Envision provides one unified view for monitoring applications that span, say, an on-premise database and a cloud-based front end, or for tracking workloads as they move to AWS GovCloud or Azure Government. This assures agencies they won't lose critical visibility as they adopt cloud-first strategies and navigate complex multi-cloud environments. It's about bridging that visibility gap between legacy and modern. Second, tool consolidation and IT efficiency. Many agencies are, frankly, drowning in a patchwork of legacy monitoring tools, maybe SolarWinds for networks, Splunk for logs, custom scripts, point solutions.
Death by a thousand tools again.
Exactly. LM Envision can replace or integrate with these, consolidating monitoring onto a single platform, drastically reduces complexity, license costs, maintenance burdens. The business case here is very strong. Fewer licenses, less training overhead, and importantly, only one FedRAMP authorized vendor for core observability. That simplifies procurement and continuous compliance, meets the security requirements of all those separate tools combined. Strategic advantage. Third is proactive incident prevention through AIOps. This is about shifting from reactive firefighting to predictive anticipatory operations. Highlight LM Envision's AI-driven predictive abilities. For example, in a DevOps environment, it can detect a subtle memory leak in a new application release by noticing a trend, triggering an alert, maybe even suggesting a rollback before users are affected. Another powerful use case, predicting capacity issues like Server X will run out of disk in 3 days, gives teams ample time to procure resources or migrate workloads. This moves federal agencies from reactive firefighting to proactive operations, exactly what LM Envision's advanced analytics deliver. Saves countless hours, prevents mission-critical outages. Fourth, accelerating agency services delivery, frame observability as directly contributing to speed to mission. Go. With Element Vision, agencies launching new digital services, an HHS benefits portal, a USDA system for farmers, an EPA data reporting interface can do so faster and with greater confidence. They get immediate end-to-end performance feedback, including synthetic transactions that simulate user journeys, catching issues before they ever affect real users. Reduces the risk of high-profile failures during critical service launches. Ensures public services are delivered reliably on schedule.
Preventing those embarrassing front-page website failures.
Absolutely. Fifth, continuous compliance and audit support. Especially for security and regulatory-focused audiences, stress the automated compliance reporting. Element Vision can be configured to continuously map system configurations and logs to NIST controls or specific mandates, like, show me all critical systems have monitored audit logs per EO 14028. These real-time compliance dashboards mean agencies avoid frantic data calls when an Inspector General or OMB asks for proof of compliance. Huge time saver drastically reduces risk of audit findings. Post-incident, having historical monitoring data and logs in one place also greatly aids forensic analysis and reporting, mandated under FISMA for major incidents. Finally, remote and edge monitoring. For agencies with extensive field offices, labs, or IoT deployments, DOI parks, DOE sensors, USDA research stations emphasize Element Vision's ability to monitor these remote and edge devices via the same unified platform. This means tracking connectivity, data flow, alerting if a sensor cluster goes offline or readings drop, indicating a hardware issue or power failure in a remote location. Ensures field ops teams can dispatch fixes quickly, maintaining critical data continuity even in challenging environments.
And throughout all these conversations, that FedRAMP moderate authorization is pivotal, right?
Yeah.
It just removes such a huge, often show-stopping hurdle for federal procurement.
Absolutely. It truly is a foundational trust builder. It removes a major procurement hurdle and validates that Element Vision meets the rigorous government security standards for sensitive data. This authorization should be front and center in every discussion. It instantly establishes credibility and simplifies the path to adoption.
Okay. So Element Vision has the capabilities. We know the priority agencies, the specific use cases that resonate. But who do you talk to? And how do you actually get it into their hands within the complex federal procurement and influence ecosystem?
Right. Selling into federal agencies involves navigating a complex web of multiple stakeholders. This blueprint identifies the key personas and the critical role of federal systems integrators, or FSIs, who are often the gatekeepers to large federal contracts. Let's start with the key personas and key influencers. First, agency CIOs and CTOs. Their pain points revolved around strategic IT initiatives, cloud, modernization responding to OMB mandates, managing tight budgets, facing OIJO audits. The Element Vision pitch to them should highlight how it accelerates modernization, saves money through efficiency, improves mission delivery, helps them pass audits with confidence, empowers their IT org to do more with less, aligns perfectly with the president's management agenda. Key examples: Darren Ash at DOI, Von Noga at EPA, Carl Mathias at HHS. Second are the IT operations and network operations managers. Their daily struggles: tool sprawl, constant alert fatigue from disjointed systems, painfully slow MTTR during incidents. For them, Element Vision offers a unified console, AI-driven alert correlation leading to faster incident response with fewer manual tasks. They'll appreciate custom dashboards, quick deployment, and those 3,000-plus integrations that reduce setup work provide comprehensive coverage,
making their day-to-day lives easier.
Exactly. Third are DevOps and application owners. As agencies adopt Agile and DevOps, these individuals need deep, real-time observability for their specific services, APM, comprehensive logs, user experience, insights. Element Vision's pitch is that it dives deep with synthetics and log analytics, linking infrastructure to application performance, helping them pinpoint root cause. No more guessing. It means faster, more reliable deployments, fewer post-deployment issues. Fourth, cybersecurity officers, including CISOs and SOC leads. Now, Element Vision isn't a full SIEM system, but it significantly complements security ops by eliminating blind spots in infrastructure, providing robust anomaly detection at the infrastructure layer. They care that Element Vision supports zero trust efforts through continuous asset monitoring, configuration verification, and that it is FedRAMP authorized. Helps detect shadow IT. And importantly, its Edwin AI is explainable and human-in-loop controlled, addressing OMB's focus on AI transparency and security. Paul Selby, the DOE CISO, is a prime example. Fifth, program managers for major IT programs. These individuals are laser-focused on de-risking and accelerating large projects, a network modernization across 2,400 DOI sites, maybe a data center optimization for HHS. LM and Vision can be positioned as a critical part of their solution, monitoring old and new systems in parallel for smooth cutovers, providing critical validation. They appreciate quick deployment and dashboards demonstrating progress and quantifiable ROI, value in weeks, not years. And finally, tech community influencers. Think chief enterprise architects, lead cloud architects. They're interested in scalability, long-term data retention, API flexibility, genuinely enterprise-grade, future-proof solutions. Arming them with compelling demos, detailed white papers, robust architecture diagrams, compelling success stories can turn them into powerful internal advocates, smoothing technical evaluations, securing broader adoption.
Okay, but federal agencies rarely go it alone. Federal systems integrators, FSIs, are absolutely huge players, often holding the prime contracts for massive IT initiatives, sometimes billions of dollars. How does LM Envision effectively engage with this crucial ecosystem?
Engaging FSIs is absolutely critical. They hold major IDIQ contracts, control a large share of federal IT implementations. You have to position LM Envision as a force multiplier for them, not a competitor. Companies like Booz, Allen Hamilton, SAIC, Leidos, Accenture Federal Services, Deloitte, they hold multi-year contracts for IT ops and modernization across numerous agencies. LM Envision helps them meet their demanding SLAs by reducing outages, speeding up issue resolution. It differentiates their proposals with AI-driven observability. And now it's FedRAMP authorized, making it pre-approved tech they can confidently propose to federal clients without lengthy security reviews.
So it makes their jobs easier and their bids stronger.
Precisely. We need to target specific FSI partners by agency. For HHS, think Accenture Federal Services for their AAIDQ, GDIT for NA Cyber Support, Booz Allen for NIH BPS. For DOI, Booz Allen Hamilton for NPS support, General Dynamics IT or GDIT for Indian Health Service IT modernization. For DOE, Leidos for the Hanford Mission Essential Services Contract, HMESC, Amentum, Digital Transformation, Bechtel involved in lab management, and for EPA, CGR Federal with their IDID contract and CDX services, GDIT for the Mains Task Order Superfund support. They're deeply embedded. And across all agencies, Carahsoft technology is a critical distribution channel and aggregation point, reaches virtually every corner of the federal market. Understanding procurement pathways is equally key. LM Envision can leverage immediate opportunities through GSA Schedule 70 for direct commercial sales, which is often faster. Medium term involves strategic partnerships with existing CIO SP3 contract holders. Long term positioning for emerging large scale GOACs like CIO SP4 and GSA Oasis Plus. Small business teaming strategies, SBIR, STTR, mentor protege relationships are also highly valuable given the government's 23% small business contracting target. This diversified approach ensures reach, accelerates market penetration. Finally, compliance and security positioning is paramount. The FedRAMP moderate authorization is the primary federal adoption barrier removed. Confirms LM Envision's robust security posture includes SOC 2 Type 2, ISO 21C001 Plan NIST, SP853 compliance. Its strong zero trust alignment through policy decision enforcement point support directly addresses a primary federal cyber mandate. Furthermore, its FISMA compliance capabilities, continuous monitoring, automated reporting, comprehensive audit trails meet modernized federal security requirements, provides audit-ready evidence with minimal effort. This entire blueprint is designed to navigate the federal landscape effectively, ensuring LM Envision is not just a solution, but a strategically positioned partner for federal agencies.
So what does this all mean? Our deep dive today has laid out a clear, comprehensive picture. U.S. federal civilian agencies are facing an urgent, inescapable mandate to innovate, secure, and accelerate their IT, to deliver on critical missions, often with lives, livelihoods, national security, hanging in the balance.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, LM Envision isn't just another tool, not just a point solution. It's a strategic platform. It's addressing the fundamental, systemic challenges of modernization, cybersecurity, operational efficiency, all validated by its FedRAMP authorization. It effectively closes the gap between ambitious government mandates and the complex, often messy, operational reality for these agencies, empowers them to move from that reactive, firefighting posture to a proactive, predictive stance across their entire digital estate.
Think about it. Faster incident resolution, unified hybrid cloud visibility across on-prem and cloud, audit-ready compliance with minimal effort, and a significant reduction in that painful tool sprawl. These benefits don't just sound good on paper. They directly map to the pain points and strategic initiatives we've discussed across critical agencies like Interior, EPA, Energy, and HHS. It truly empowers agencies to monitor smarter, respond faster, and stay compliant. By delivering unified observability with AI-driven intelligence, LM Envision can genuinely be the catalyst that helps federal agencies modernize with confidence, accelerate their speed to mission, ultimately contributing to government's ability to serve you, the citizen, more effectively and with greater trust.
And this raises, I think, an important question to ponder. In an era where trust in public institutions is so paramount, how much further can speed to mission and secure by design IT push the boundaries of government service? Could it ultimately redefine the citizen experience? Perhaps even strengthen our national resilience in the face of future challenges, both foreseen and, well, unforeseen.
A powerful thought to leave you with indeed. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the vital world of federal IT and LM Envision. I'm Chris Kosmowski.
And I'm Taylor Fort. Until next time, keep digging deeper.